All righty. So first, let's just get grounded and settled and feel supported, upheld, in contact with some, whatever it is, chair, cushion, but symbolically with the earth, or maybe the ground of all being, if you want to get fancy. Right, just feel the sense of being in contact, not being alone, not being just in your body, but your body being connected to a reality, an environment. And as you sort of settle into that sense of being grounded, maybe noticing how the rest of your body is able or not so able right now to ease into that, to trust and align with it so that your body feels supported and yet fluid. And let's try to set the imaginative landscape by recalling, if you'd like to breathe in your whole mental map of the world, go ahead and breathe it in and let the world be just a sort of quantum space of pure energy and awareness. It's natural, it's sort of true natural state or primal state. Or if you want to snap it all in, go ahead and snap your fingers and it all suddenly melts into you, the inner space of your own quantum field of energy and awareness inside of you. Right, so even your body image is dissolved. And so out of that now, try to feel maybe aware of your breath or any sensation, any stimulation, and allow that to arise in the form of your form, your body, appearing as your mentor, right? your mentor archetype, and that could be Medicine Buddha, Tara, any other sort of ancestral healer, the best version of you that you can dream or beyond your dream. Right, so there you are, but in this sort of more fluid way, this body is not separate from the quantum space. It's just like a wave, right? So inside you're the quantum space, outside is the quantum space, and your body is just a wave in that. And then within your body, try and envision the three channels of the subtle body, right? So the two side channels traveling up from the nostrils to the crown and down along the side to one side or the other, down the core of your being, below the navel, and tapping into a vase or vessel or capacitor that's under the navel and sort of sitting centrally in your, resting on your pelvis. So some kind of capacitor, battery pack, whatever you want to, however you want to think about it. But it's usually traditionally thought of as a vase or vessel. Okay, and then of course, there's, if you liked the color thing, as you're breathing in, you can see the channels have the luminous energy of breath lights up the channels in slightly different colors. So the red is solar color, the white is the side, the left is lunar color. And at the center of them, from your crown, from the third eye, the form of the midbrow, to the vase, and that's plugged into your perineum, to your pelvis, to the root of your life, that's a little bit bigger in diameter and deep midnight blue in color. Okay, so having made those descriptions of the color lights, I'm going to ask you to sort of just bracket that for a moment and then try to envision the channels as sort of now maybe translucent, luminous. So maybe they have a little glow, but they're all sort of translucent. And then particularly over the vase, over the capacity, you can think of it as a bellows of your, in the pelvis, there's the navel chakra, which you can think of as a moon, and it supports a little ember or spark or a exclamation point that's a ruby red color. And again, you don't have to, none of this sticks, don't worry about it. These are just sort of little points of possible etching in a little inscape into your body sense, right? But what we're gonna do now is do some deep breathing and breath holding in the vase breathing practice. Right, and we're going to do a kind of combination of the resonant breathing and the vase breathing. So I'm going to ask you to breathe in now. First breathe out and clear your lungs and belly and channels and everything. And then a nice full deep breath in through the nostrils and feel that luminous energy traveling down the side channels and tapping into the meeting the central channel under the navel and filling the lower capacitor of your vase, then maybe holding that, toning the muscles of the pelvic floor and savoring that energy as much as possible. And then as you breathe it out, imagine that the energies are traveling up the central channel or just moving right under that spark or syllable at your navel and maybe warming it a bit as the energy travels up your central channel and out your midbrow. Okay. So we'll try that again a few times. So basically we're just trying to get in touch with the energy of our lower chakras and activate that through breath and imagery. And so let's do another gentle deep breath. And if you like, when you're breathing in now, you can sort of imagine that you're breathing in this, that the breath not only has light, but it has a little bit of the sound of O, right? The O cosmic in-breath. You're breathing in the sort of unity of all or interdependence of all things. And it's filling and merging into the central channel under the navel, filling the vase or capacitor or bellows. And then you're toning the muscles of the pelvic floor and just holding that for a minute. And try to hold tone the muscles and hold the belly in as relaxed the way as you can. Just trusting that you can let that energy savor it and let it charge you. And then as you breathe out, imagine it warming the navel chakra and the syllable there, or the ember there. And traveling a little bit warmer out in the form of the sound. Okay, maybe we'll do one or two more of these. All right, so breathing in the side channels, letting that energy illumine and travel, merging under the navel into the central channel and the bellows or the capacitor resting on your pelvis, toning the pelvic floor muscles, savoring Right, so you can imagine the in-breath is oh. And before you're uncomfortable, you want to breathe that out as it's traveling past the navel and the either syllable or ember there. You can maybe hear the sound ah. And then as it's breathing out your central channel, out the brow, I don't know if you want to take one more of your own and whatever variation of these suggestions I've made, or just being aware of your belly and how it feels to be paying attention to it, please go ahead and take one more deep abdominal breath and hold it for a bit. Okay. And so as you're sort of breathing into the abdominal center there and feeling a little activation there, imagine that it's actually, there's a kind of warming thing happening, and that the ember or the exclamation of ruby light at just under the navel there is actually like a flame. So now I'd like to invite you to just breathe deeply but normally. And imagine that the breath is traveling down the side channels, going under the navel. And then after the pause, that when you exhale, it's going, it's fanning that flame, that spark or ember or exclamation at your navel, and just intensifying the warmth a little bit. And maybe we'll take a few more of those if you like. And again, if for any reason this is too much or not working, just keep grounding in your sense of yourself as your ancestral mentor and practicing however you like, right? As we move through this practice time together. But if you'd like to maybe continue the experiment, another breath, breathing normally but deeply into the belly, under the navel, and as you, after whatever pause you take, as you exhale, feel that ember or spark or flame at your, just below your navel is warming up a little bit more, so that as the breath then travels up the central channel on its way out, it's bringing a kind of warmth up your central channel. And then maybe you can feel that warmth traveling a little bit from your abdomen, maybe warming up under the diaphragm into the heart area. And again, don't push it. And if you don't feel it, don't worry. Just be sensitive to what's actually going on. And so, taking another deep breath, your own pace. All the way into the belly, the pelvis. And then breathing out, maybe a little more warmth or energy with the exhale. See if you can feel it going up, the warmth traveling up a little higher. Right, and maybe, again, if you can't feel it, you can also imagine it. What would that feel like? And maybe now taking a final breath and allowing yourself to take that deep into the abdomen and pelvis, holding, perhaps savoring for a moment, exhaling to fan the flame or warmth, to sort of feed that warmth as it travels up with your exhale up the central channel. See if the warmth can perhaps travel not just to your heart, maybe even into your throat, but perhaps even into the crown or up here, up toward the crown. And then sort of as we do this, maybe thought experiment together or image experiment together, imagine that warmth reaching the crown and sort of creating a kind of melting sensation, kind of releasing of energy and tension and warmth, and maybe allow yourself to feel that there's a kind of melting down or dripping down or kind of softening that's happening now in the other direction, crown to throat. Throat to heart. Heart to navel. Navel to pelvis. Okay, maybe then as it reaches the pelvis, trying to consciously draw that warmth, energy, or sensation back up to the navel again. And just like leaving, let's invite you to return your attention to just the navel and to that, whatever you envision, spark, exclamation, flame. And just try to focus on that for a few moments as you sort of let your breath flow naturally in and out. And see if you can sense the warmth there, just sort of savoring, abiding, any kind of warmth or any kind of feeling of bliss or pleasantness. And just try to let that fill your whole body with a kind of glow or a warmth. You think of that as your spirit of life, your altruistic spirit, or your spirit of savoring life and connection with your body and with the field of all beings, right? The field that we share. Maybe allowing some of that warmth and energy and light to not just fill your body, but maybe to pour out through your pores and reach some of the beings that we share this planet with, maybe those that you're close to or neutral or even difficult folks, people that you work with, people that you live with. Seeing some of the light and warmth, maybe just touching them and inviting them to feel their own, get in touch with their own inner light and warmth, and maybe seeing a kind of ripple effect from the close to neighboring, regioning, maybe to far, to the ends of the earth, if you like, even beyond, so that all the other forms of life and the other inhabited planets throughout the multiverse. I feel that you're sort of harnessing and sharing this goodness that's part of the fabric of the natural fabric of the inner and outer world that we inhabit that we share. Maybe feel that the universe appreciates your gift or your energy or attention and sends back a wave of positivity, maybe that comes from some kind of growth or nurturance that you touched in other beings in life in the world, and there's a kind of resonance back into this planet, into your space, the region and space you're in, back into your medicine body or your mentor body, back into the navel. And it sort of intensifies and solidifies or connects up the warmth and light you might feel there, or you've imagined there, to the warmth and light of all living beings. And maybe just check in with your body at this point, maybe check in how you're feeling, anything on your mind. Maybe dedicating whatever positive you experienced or noticed to your ongoing practice for your own benefit and for the benefit of those around you. And kind of whatever challenges or sort of questions that arose, maybe making a note to come back to those as you let the world return to its normal appearance, your body return to its normal appearance, and allow yourself to sort of tap into your normal outward appearance, but whatever is left, whatever residue or savor or questions or puzzles you're left with in the course of this practice. And let's come back together and share.